Hi, this is Sharon from Superfast Recruitment with a recruitment marketing update. Now, like many recruitment business owners, you may well have had some advice from a marketing company about having a blog attached to your website. You may have attended a speaking event and heard different marketeers give you exactly the same piece of advice. Now, the key thing is that blog that you've been using over however long you've been using a blog for, is it adding value to your business? And if not, what can you do about that? That is what I want to talk to you about today. So there are four things then I want to cover today as to why your blog might not be adding the value that you want it to your business. The first thing is, what's your reason for blogging? Why did you decide, other than a good piece of marketing advice from whoever that was from? Now, the first thing you need to think about when you're blogging is, what is your reason for blogging? Is it because you want to increase more visitors to your website, which is an obvious one? The second reason could be that you want to increase brand awareness, the awareness of your business, in potentially what might be a very competitive sector for you. The third reason could be that you want to begin to position yourself and your business as leaders, as experts within that niche and the go-to people for either clients or candidates. So the first thing is, be really clear on why you're blogging. Is it for visitors, brand awareness? Is it for expert status or thought leadership, which is a bit of a jargon word? The second thing why your blog might not be adding the value that it could is, have you got a content plan? Is the content that you're putting out, is it just random? Do you think about it, or the person who's writing it, do they think about it on the day? Or is actually the content that you're sending out there and sharing part of a planned and organised sequence of content? So if you're not planning your content, that would be my recommendation. So the third thing I want to talk about then is the fact that, how frequently are you scheduling and sending out your blog content? People will be doing this in various ways, but the key thing to remember is you do need to plan and schedule content. And what I mean by that is the frequency and when you send it out. So we know that every week we will send out some communication to say that there's new content on the blog every Wednesday, and people are in the habit of receiving that notification to say that new content is out on Superfast Recruitment blog every Wednesday. Now, the more frequently you send out content, the better. So for example, you know, it is better to send something out at least weekly rather than once or twice a month. The second reason why it's good to have some consistency and frequency is that Google loves fresh content. So Google will recognise that you're adding that fresh content to a blog every single week, and it can make a difference to how your website is ranking. Now, the final and the fourth reason why your blog might not be adding the value that it could is, in the content that you're sharing, are you including a call to action? And what we're looking for there is, are you directing the person who's reading your content, whether it's a client or whether it's a candidate, are you giving them direction as to what you want them to do having read that article? Now, it might be that you want them to go to the website and sign up for a free report. It might be that you want them to like that content and to share it. So be really clear, what do you want people to do? So when you think about your blog and you're questioning yourself, is my blog adding the value that it could? Think about those four key points. What's the reason that you're blogging? Have you got a content plan? If not, put one in place. The frequency of your scheduling. And finally, remember to add a call to action. So if this has been helpful, what I'd really like you to do is either go here and sign up for our 5 marketing strategy series if you haven't already. And over here, if you like and found this content really helpful, then please share it, either like it or share it with friends and colleagues. So that's Sharon Newitt from Superfast Recruitment with a recruitment marketing update.